The Ethicist is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/ethicist.
With The Ethicist, I'm Randy Cohen. Letter number one. My wife and I frequently transport our 4-year-old and 1-year-old by bicycle. They wear helmets and ride in a trailer or bike-mounted seats. People sometimes challenge us, asking if this is safe. The chances of our being hit by a car are low, but the consequences could be catastrophic. Is it okay to take the kids by bike when our admittedly safer, albeit not risk-free, car is available? Derek Pelletier, Portland, Maine.
Your parental duty requires you to find not the safest conceivable mode of travel, but only one sufficiently safe. If you made the former your standard, even the car would be too dicey and you'd have to haul your kids to school in the M1A1 Abrams main battle tank, ripping up the asphalt, sucking down petroleum, frightening the neighborhood cats. Guided by the latter formulation, many parents, including me, sometimes transport their kids by bike. Or I did when my daughter was younger. At 23, she's reluctant to squeeze into the little trailer. Different parents tolerate different levels of risk for their children. Some allow their kids to go rock climbing while on fire. Others forbid them to leave the house unless they're swaddled in bubble wrap. Hypothetically, I've never actually met anyone like that. But the general observation holds. There is no universal and immutable scale for your ethical obligation here, but there is a better way to describe your duty. Seek prudent, not utopian, transportation. There are other ways this choice affects your kids and your community. If you forswear the bike and travel with them only by car, you teach them to do likewise, promoting the sedentary lifestyle that contributes to obesity and other health problems, and you express acceptance of the environmental damage cars inflict even on non-drivers, two disheartening lessons. As significant as what vehicle you deem suitable is how you use it. Your right to put your kids in properly constructed carriers and to make sure they wear helmets. I hope that you bike safely, choosing routes with the fewest cars and, even better, those with protected bike lanes. In the longer term, you might actively promote the construction of safe biking and walking infrastructure in your community. And remember, in a car or on the bike, no cell phone, no texting, no bourbon, no blindfold.
The Ethicist is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For listeners of this podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One audiobook to consider is The Elephant to Hollywood by Michael Caine. Always charming and honest, Caine brings his best qualities and funniest anecdotes to this memoir of his decades in the movie business. That's The Elephant to Hollywood, available from Audible. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/ethicist.
Letter number two.
My divorced mother and I live together and struggle financially. She was recently laid off. I work as a secretary while attending college. My father, a successful entertainer who owes us thousands of dollars in back child support, reluctantly agreed to pay my tuition. Recently, the university sent me a check for $2,700, having overstated my tuition. My mother wants to use it to pay our rent and other bills, but this feels like stealing from my father. May I cash that check? Name withheld, New York.
It depends how you intend to spend the money. You may not squander it on riotous living, madder music, shinier diamonds, winier wine, but you may apply it to your education, even broadly, even to your living expenses while you attend school. You can't study in the dark. That's something your dad has an ethical and, apparently, a legal duty to support. You are entitled to this money not because he is successful while you are struggling. Such rough justice would also encourage you to sneak into his house, swipe his sofa, and sell it on some kind of furniture black market. That would be stealing. This is merely claiming what he owes you. He agreed to contribute to your education and paid the school for that purpose. That the money will now be redirected to another sort of educational assistance, something he also agreed to cover in the form of child support, is neither here nor there. You need not target this cash so narrowly. You should be transparent. perhaps sending your father an accounting that deducts this $2,700 from the back payments he still owes. If he wishes to contest the facts you've presented, or this calculation of his debt, or my moral reasoning, he's free to take the matter to court, or to a local philosopher. This week's questions were read by Jason McCarthy, a former Green Beret and the founder of GoRuck, American makers of military-grade backpacks and other gear. You can send your questions to ethicist@nytimes.com, my holiday gift to you. If you'd have preferred a sweater or a nice bottle of wine, my holiday apologies to you.